Blog Talk Radio.
Internet Radio Network with your wonderful and awesome host, Apostle Beth Tina Williams. We are excited about you being here. For those all around the world, no matter if it's noon, morning, or night, we are on the Empowering Lives International Internet Radio Network. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to get your Bibles out and get your notes, get your digital recorders, because this is going to be another powerful, powerful program from Apostle Beth Tina Williams. Now, the wonderful voice of Apostle Beth Tina Williams. God bless you.
Hello and good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us all around the world for tonight's very special broadcast. The song that you just heard, He's Able, is by none other than my dear friend and sister in the Lord, Lady Amy Clute, from her I Still Believe CD album. You can get your own copy of Lady Clute's album on her ministry website at www.amyclute.com. She is number one on the Reverb Nation charts for the Gulf Coast region in the Gulfport, Mississippi area. Woo! So we are applauding her good success for the glory of God. Wonderful. We encourage everyone to look Lady Amy up on the internet, and you will be tremendously blessed by her worship and her music. And we know that the springtime is drawing closer, and we know that many people are getting ready to start planning vacations and family reunions and all of those get-togethers and marriage retreats and all kinds of seminars and conferences. And we want to encourage you to make your travel arrangements and plans on our new vacation website, and that is protravelnetwork.com/justforyou. So we host all of your travel needs, from cruises to your flights and hotels, and we want to encourage you to visit us at our new vacation website, and that is protravelnetwork.com/justforyou. Again, we want to welcome you to our broadcast on this evening as we're celebrating reaching over 70,000 listeners. Praise the Lord. 70,000 listeners worldwide. On behalf of my husband, Apostle Dr. Stanley Williams, and myself, we want to thank you for being a part of our faithful listening audience. We praise God for you. Be sure to spread the word and let all of your friends and family members know that we're on the air live right now so that they can join us for this awesome broadcast. You can upload the broadcast to your social network sites on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can even email it to yourself directly from the blogtalkradio.com/menletstalkradio page. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/menletstalk. Just click the share button and choose the social network site that you desire. Be sure to click the follow and like buttons for us as well. We will also want to invite you to visit our ministry website at www.empoweringlives.com. We have a brand new blog entitled How to Increase Your Productivity in 2013 that will absolutely bless you. Again, our ministry website is located at www.empoweringlives.com. Without further delay, I have on this evening been blessed with the distinct privilege and honor of introducing to you a man and woman of God who are very special in the kingdom because of their dedicated work and labor in serving the body of Christ and the world with a message of healing, restoration, and recovery. And they are none other than Bishop Clifford and Lady Pamela Frazier. Just to share a little bit about this wonderful couple and wonderful team ministry in the Lord, Bishop Clifford L. Frazier is a native of Cleveland, Ohio. He completed his education at Ohio University, graduating cum laude with a Bachelor of Science degree in communications and with a minor in English. He also earned a Master's of Theology from Tyndale Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas, and he began pursuing a career in the television industry, working as on-air talent, producer, director, and in production. He then worked with the NBC network in engineering and subsequently with the 3M company in its public relations department and as an 8-state regional salesman in the video products department. In March of 1975, Bishop Frazier married his lovely wife, a true jewel in the kingdom of God, Lady Pamela J. Parks, who is also a Cleveland native. Lady Pamela has distinguished herself as a consummate musician with the woodwind instruments, playing clarinet, bass clarinet, and contrabass clarinet, ultimately specializing in the bassoon. She attended the Eastern Music Festival in Greensboro, North Carolina, and has served several guest appearances, or has had several guest appearances, rather, with the Cleveland Philharmonic Orchestra and the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra. In 1981, Lady Pamela Frazier answered the call of God on her life and partnered together with her husband to establish Calvary Temple Church, later renamed Heartline Ministries, in Dallas, Texas. There, as always, a fresh anointing on her life. There was always a fresh anointing on her life as she immersed herself in all areas of the work of the Lord. While she became a profound teacher, counselor, administrator, and friend to the congregation, she never lost sight of her love for music. As a result, She brought her considerable music skills to the ministry, operating as minister of music. In this capacity, she was the founder and musical director for the Breakthrough Choir. That choir soon became known in Dallas as an awesome music ministry, and this choir was also featured at numerous Christian theatrical presentations, including Michael Matthews' Mama, I Want to Sing, Mama Don't, and Fake Friends. The Breakthrough Choir also performed at the Black Expo, the Texas State Fair, and other prominent events. Everyone knew that Mama's passion was her music. Lady Pamela has dedicated her life to the specialized ministry of families, providing teaching, group seminars, and individual counseling sessions. She has seen the life-enriching principles of God repair broken homes and lives. Lady Pamela also heads the Crisis Intervention Family Counseling Service for BFTF, which is Battle for the Family, both locally and across the nation. And she has just an enormous, enormous track record of success in training, in ministry, in health and wellness programs, in the plethora of dynamics of ministry that God has called her to. She has served as a vice president and board member of Calling First Ladies, and also was invited to the White House as a part of an elect group of 50 women comprised of first ladies and pastors' wives with President George W. and Lady Laura Bush, and Secretary, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. And as I share the immense and enormous experience that both Bishop Frazier and Lady Pamela have, Bishop Frazier is affectionately known as the Techno Rev, and he is the founder and CEO of Techno Rev Media Group, a video, audio, and print media production firm that includes a state-of-the-art digital post-production suite that specializes in building and installing video production studios, computer systems, and complete web streaming and internet TV systems. Bishop Frazier has served the TD Jakes, Back to the Bible Conferences, the Manpower, Praise Power, and Pentecost in Perspective Conference, the New Life Ministries Conference in Harare, Zimbabwe, and the Influencers Conference of Australia, and numerous other engagements. Together, he and Lady Frazier are the parents of two lovely daughters, Leah and Janelle, and a proud grandfather of four beautiful grandchildren. Together, they minister to families, marriage enrichment, leadership training, Battle for the Family events, and other bookings. And you can always contact them and see more about their wonderful experience on their ministry website at battleforthefamily.com. Without further delay and without further ado, on this evening, it is an honor and such a privilege to present to you none other that Bishop Clifford and Lady Pamela Frazier. Bishop Frazier and Lady Pamela, welcome to Empowering Lives International Radio Broadcast and Network on this evening. It's such an honor to have you both with us on this evening.
Oh, Apostle, we are so honored to be here and to be a part of this great work of the Lord that you're doing and this radio traveling around the world. And so I am, and Mama is so excited to be here. And the only thing, we're just a little embarrassed by all those long bios, but we just appreciate you and your precious husband and the great work that you're doing and the partnership that we are enjoying. It's just great to be here, isn't it, Mama?
Yes, we are so honored, and I feel so welcome. We didn't know you were going to read all of that. That was just awesome. But we are just honored that you have asked us to be here with you on tonight and to be able to share all around the world the greater work that God is doing in marriages and families.
And you know, Apostle, that we have a shared vision and passion, you and your husband, for global ministry, having been in Germany and other places sharing the gospel message, and we having traveled to over 50 foreign countries more than once, sharing the message of the gospel and the life-affirming, life-renewing, and transforming ministry of marriage and family health because of what Jesus Christ does. So, yes, we're excited to be here, and we're looking forward to what God is going to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it is truly an honor to have you both on this evening. You all have a tremendous ministry to married couples, those aspiring to be married, and have the kind of counsel in order to prepare them for that day when they join together with their soulmate for life. And you all have a tremendous ministry to the family, which is so needed in this hour and in this day and time, with over 50% of marriages, including Christian marriages alike, ending in divorce, unfortunately. We need men and women of God, more people as yourselves, who have a heart, a love, and a passion for the people, not only Christians, but all people, to serve
all
the people. Yes, sir, to serve the people and to minister to their hearts, because that's what Jesus did. He ministered to the people. And I want for you all to be able to share from your hearts about Battle for the Family, and also regarding your enrichment, My Lover for Life enrichment course, and how to build a strong relationship with our audience. Apostle Dr. Stanley and myself also minister to couples that have conducted marriage enrichment seminars for over 15 years now. And so it's our passion likewise. And so we are genuinely blessed to be able to connect with you and to be able to glean from what you are doing. So at this time, I would like to just open up the broadcast and allow you and Lady Pamela to share your ministry and share your heart with the people that are listening this evening.
Oh, thank you so much. And just before we begin in this teaching aspect, I want to really congratulate you and applaud you and your precious husband, Apostle Stanley, for the vision you have for helping families and ministries not only to enjoy relationship satisfaction, but to also recognize that there is more to life than just work and labor. I was listening to you as you announced this awesome full-service travel agency that the two of you have, protravelnetwork.com/justforyou. It is an awesome, awesome experience. And I think what is so wonderful about your travel agency is that it's not just a website interface, but that your clients and customers and the radio listeners around the world can actually receive customized travel development and programming and planning from you, so that from cruises and family vacations and vacation packages and getaways and all the things that involved in travel, from car rentals on, hotel reservations, you provide a full-service travel agency experience. And what's so wonderful is that your customers and clients and those that listen across the radio will benefit from your vast knowledge about travel and destinations and some of the wonderful places you've been that you could tell them about and make that travel and vacation experience spectacular and wonderful. So I'm just excited for you and just to see what God is doing in your life and the myriad numbers of ways that you reach out to help people. And so you are so dedicated to building up others and ministering to them and exposing them to your audiences. But I wanted to take, and Mama and I wanted to take just a few moments just to applaud you and say thank you, woman of God and man of God, for what you're doing for the kingdom and how you are impacting lives. And we wouldn't even have this experience if it wasn't for you. So I want everyone under the sound of our voices to know that you will be truly blessed and your experiences will be enhanced as you allow Apostle Stanley and Apostle Bettina William to provide for you both spiritually and even in their travel business. So make sure you write that down, that protravelnetwork.com/justforyou. So let's put our hands together one more time for this wonderful couple and the ministry work that they are doing.
Yes. Wonderful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, of course, you know, Apostle, we certainly want to take full advantage of this great platform and opportunity that you have provided for us to share on this critical issue of relationship in family and marriage. One of the things that we didn't note in the resume was the fact that Mama and I, come March the 8th, we'll have been married for 38 years.
38 wonderful years.
38 wonderful years, Mother. It's hallelujah.
Oh,
she's the only one I've ever been married to, the only one I ever planned on being married to. And we have seen God do extraordinary things.
Yes.
And, Mama, you know, we are not unrealistic. We know that there are challenges associated with family relationships, wouldn't you say?
Oh, of course. And that's how we ended up doing our battle for the family, because we realized as young pastors, as we pioneered our first work in Dallas, Texas, a church full of young married couples and a church full of troubles. The couples were in trouble. They were worshiping the Lord on Sunday, but during the week, there was trouble all around them in their home, many times late in the midnight hour, 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. Our phone was ringing with couples in distress, fighting each other, arguments, heated arguments. And we came to the realization that we needed to stop just putting out the fires. But we were perplexed because we didn't know what to do or how to proceed. And I can remember seeking the Lord as the two of us together as we were working in team ministry in our first church. How are we going to help these young families and these young couples? We didn't have a clue because, you know, when we got married, when we first got married, our counseling, our premarital counseling lasted all of one evening, maybe 2 hours. And we knew that they needed more help than that.
Sure. In fact, a lot of that counseling we got were just old stories told to us of the pastor's own personal experiences.
Right.
And wouldn't you say, Mama, that one of the real challenges for marriages even now is that far too many people get married without taking advantage of or even seeking premarital counseling?
Oh, that is so true, honey. What we see is people preparing for the wedding. They spend more time and money preparing for the wedding that will only last for 2 hours and no time preparing for a marriage, which we're hoping will last a lifetime. And so we encourage young couples to get premarital counseling so that you can prepare for the marriage.
Without question. In fact, as you visit our website, battleforthefamily.com, you will notice there are a number of resources on our website that can help you to manage your relationships if you're already married, and also prepare for that relationship if you are not. So we really encourage you to visit Battle for the Family, all one word, battleforthefamily.com, and there you will see those resources. And I was saying that a lot of times the mindset of people that are approaching, involving themselves in a relationship is really more a source of past pain reaction than of future joy expectation.
Yes.
So here now is what we're saying, that sometimes poor experiences at home or feeling unloved or not having real strong self-image really promotes people to look for someone else to fill those gaps in their lives rather than really strengthening themselves. So they look for someone to take care of them or someone to fulfill them, someone to make them feel whole, but they come to that relationship needy. So it's an unbalanced, one-sided kind of relationship which results in almost instant problems.
instant problems. We like to tell singles when we work with them that you are a single with purpose, and therefore you should prepare yourself for a relationship by bringing something to the table. Make sure you're whole first before you try to relate or hook up with someone else, because what do we say? Hurt people.
Yes. And that is an important issue. And so one of the things that Battle for the Family provides is a very comprehensive presentation, including steps to know how to know between a person that's going to be good for you and bad. What are the red flags to a relationship? And, of course, all of this can be found on our website, battleforthefamily.com. Now we want to switch to those who are already married and understand that we have discovered that even with the rise of divorce in church, and Apostle, you will know that actually the divorce rate in church has inched higher than the divorce rate in non-church.
That is true.
So that we always hear that figure, one out of every two marriages end in divorce. But in the church, it's now one out of every 1.8 or so marriages ending in divorce. And the crazy part about it is that those that are getting divorced, especially in church, are getting divorced mostly for non-divorce quality issues. Now, we know, for instance, the Bible acknowledges that when there's adultery in a relationship, the adultery does at least qualify that relationship to be considering divorce, though it's not a requirement, because God can restore relationships have experienced infidelity.
Yes.
But at least God says, all right, if you're committing adultery, that's a serious injury to the relationship, but not because you burnt my eggs or didn't run my bath water or you didn't talk to me right or you dissing me, and just a plethora of things that people are now saying, I can't be with you anymore, and unwilling to even seek help. And yet we know there is help for your relationship.
Oh, yes. We have so many wonderful testimonies of what God has done for couples that were in distress, couples that were already divorced, couples that were separated. God brought those families back together, healed them. You know, we like to use that excuse, well, we have irreconcilable differences, and therefore we need to go our separate ways. But we serve a God that can clear up those differences, that can heal those differences, that can bridge those differences and put the relationship back together.
Without question. In fact, God does not recognize the legitimacy of the term irreconcilable differences. In fact, we are not in Houston right now. We're in Dallas because we have to preside over a homegoing service tomorrow. And it is with great sadness that we're going to be doing that. But the person that we are presiding over their homegoing is a deacon in the church that we founded so many years ago. And he actually came to the Lord through our Battle for the Family program. This is Deacon John Gully. I'm going to call his name just as a tribute to him. Many, many years ago, when we first started doing Battle for the Family live events, his wife got saved in our ministry and then told her ex-husband, you need to come to this. And, Mama, you remember when he came, he had this huge hat and a lot of skepticism. And after 3 days of the Battle for the Family, he said, I want my family back. And he and his ex-wife went to counseling with us. He got saved. She had already just gotten saved. They went through the counseling, and they got married the second time and were sweetly married and together, raising kids, going old together. It was just a wonderful testimony of what God can do. So that statement about irreconcilable differences, we don't want to just throw that in the trash, because with God, all things are possible.
All you have to do is believe and be willing to work at it. And I think that's one of the things you see. So many that are so readily readily available to just toss everything away, you know, not willing to stay there at work. And what we're trying to encourage you to do tonight is to hang in there, work for it, fight for your family, fight for your marriages, fight for your husbands, fight for your wives, fight for your children, fight for your home. And don't allow the enemy to come in and take all of that away from you.
And wouldn't you say, Mama, that a lot of this is due to a prevailing trend in our culture of a kind of selfish entitlement mentality that says I should have everything I want when I want it, and it's me, 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 and you're here to help me, as opposed to really understanding the true value of self-sacrifice and shared responsibility?
Yes, I think that is one of the main reasons, and I also think it's a spirit of the lack of commitment. Nobody wants to commit anymore. You know, they won't even commit to jobs anymore. You know, back in the day, people would stay on a job for 10, 15, 20 years.
Their whole adult life.
Their whole adult life, one job. But now, today, if they stay 5 years, the employers are surprised that they've lasted that long. And we do the same thing with our marriages and our relationships. We're in and out of them like a microwave. And the first thing something goes wrong or something happens that we don't like, we're out.
Yes, and it's most unfortunate because actually we were designed to provide each other that wonderful experience of knowing that there is at least one somebody
wow.
who loves me and has my best interest at heart. I think actually that's the gift of God, that he has given to each one of us the ability to make at least one somebody else happy.
I know that's right.
So that marriage is not supposed to be an endurance test or an obstacle course. It is designed to provide that experience of safety and peace and joy and the ability to live your life with one somebody that you can share your experiences and love with, that you can be there for them in tough and difficult times.
Yeah.
And when it's all at the end, be able to look back over your life and say, look what God has done for us.
And we have certainly done that. We have certainly experienced that
yes.
in our 38 years. We're not saying that everything has been perfect.
No.
We've had our ups and downs, but we were committed. We loved each other, but we were also committed to our vows, to what we said to each other as we stood at the altar on that day, March 8th, 1975. Through sickness and health, whether richer or poorer, and we've been both.
A couple of times.
Yes, but we were committed, and we stood by those vows.
Stood by those vows. And so here's the wonderful thing, Mama, is that some of our most difficult times now become a kind of rich recollection so that we end up enjoying those seasons to look back and say, yeah, you remember when we were, and you remember when we went through. But they actually were character building and relationship building and intimacy building. And so I don't think that it is right to look at difficulties as hindrances.
Yes.
Sometimes those difficulties are actually the things that build you and make you stronger.
I believe that.
You know, the yes. story is told of the little boy who wanted to watch the little chicken birth. So his daddy brought in some chicken eggs and left them in the kitchen, and the boy would every day would look at those eggs to see how they were doing. And on this particular day, he could see that the eggs had started to crack, and the chickens were starting to emerge, and he got so excited. And he felt so good about the chickens that he grabbed each one of the eggs and broke open the shell and released the chicks. And he was so excited
yes.
to see the new life. And the next day, the chicks were dead. And the boy was so distraught, he went to his dad, and he said, what happened? And the dad said, did you let the chicks off the egg shell? And the boy said, yes, Dad, I wanted to help them. And the dad said, but actually, you didn't help them because it was the struggle of beating their way out of the eggshells that actually strengthened their muscles
oh, yes.
to allow them to be prepared to live life. And sometimes we don't realize it is the struggle in life and the struggle in relationship that actually gives us the strength to deal with the situations and be better.
Oh, honey, what an awesome word. And I hear God right now. Maybe someone listening to us right now, that is so good. Maybe someone listening to us right now, you are in the struggle of your relationship. Things are stressed and strained. You're in distress. All you have to do is reach out and allow the Lord to strengthen you. Come together as a couple and resolve together. We're going to stick and hang in here until God brings us out.
Now, Mother, that is a powerful word. And before this broadcast is over, I know we're going to be praying for families because these issues of problems in relationships are not just in marriages. Singles are having problems. Those who used to be married, whole families are facing issues. But one of the things that I think is key to the Battle for the Family program is that we don't just give you inspirational speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Because as wonderful as inspiration is, when you are facing specific problems, you need real-life answers. You need the statement that answers the question, what do I do and how do I do it? And we at Battle for the Family recognize that. But just before we give you the solution or the sources for a solution, I've got one more quick story. The Bible talks about the prophet that was by the river Shabar, and there was a tremendous famine, and,
yes,
and food was scarce, and the waters were scarce, and even the river was starting to dry up. And God sent a raven with food in its beak to feed a prophet. And recently I was thinking about that and realized that there would have been a whole lot of people in our culture that would actually have gone ahead and starved to death because they just couldn't imagine taking food from a raven because they would know, for instance, that the raven is normally a scavenger,
right,
roadkill or whatever.
A dirty bird.
A dirty bird, right. And so they'd be like, ugh, I ain't eating from that. And the Lord really spoke to me as we were anticipating this broadcast. And I'm writing a post, an article on this very thought, and the title of the article is Why Deliverance Tarries. Why Deliverance Tarries. And you know, Mama, one of the main reasons some people are still in the mess that they are in is not that God didn't send deliverance, but because they had a preconceived notion about how they should be brought out of this situation and were unwilling to receive it the way God gave it to
them. Oh, wow.
They're like, God, unless you give it to me like I want it, I'm not going to take it. It's like that Syrian captain who didn't want to do what the prophet told him to do to get rid of his leprosy because there ought to be better rivers to wash in.
Right.
But here's a news bulletin. When your soul is in trouble and your marriage is jacked and your family is upside down, you don't need to have pride to tell me how to deliver you. You just need deliverance.
That's right. Just obey.
Obey. And so now we're ready for the solution. We realize that people are hurting. Marriages are hurting. Families are hurting. And the crazy part about it is the very thing that God gave us for abundant life, the devil has tried to wreck and make it life destroyed.
Yes.
But we at Battle for the Family spent 2 years, about 2 years solid, preparing a practical solution curriculum. And it's called My Love for Life, Building a Solid Relationship. This curriculum contains 10 half-hour video sessions on the 10 critical areas in relationship, from money management to communication to
conflict resolution,
forgiveness and the value of forgiveness.
Yes.
These 10 issues are critical to helping relationships prosper. And these sessions, each half-hour video, contains both a disaster trauma and a recovery trauma. Because sometimes people learn better by watching than they do even by listening.
Right. They're more visual.
They're more visual.
Sometimes you just need to see yourself.
Mm. And see yourself in other people. You know,
right.
Ooh, that's me. Well, in addition to the 10 half-hour video sessions, there's also accompanying workbooks, one for the man, one for the lady, husband and wife, that allows you to walk through the DVD and then take notes and answer questions and really evaluate your own relationship. Also included in this package is a relationship puzzle that is used as one of the exercises in this marriage enrichment tool. This is available not only for personal couple enrichment, but also as a small groups curriculum for churches and organizations, Sunday school classes, marriage classes. But we have literally seen God carry this around the world. It's in six foreign countries and all over the United States. And I'm absolutely certain, Apostle Williams, that this curriculum is just going to be a major benefit to those that either are struggling in their relationships or know someone that is struggling in their relationship or wants to stop the struggle before it even begins. So you can get this curriculum on our website, battleforthefamily.com. That's battleforthefamily.com. And right on the front homepage, there's a big image of it. You click on it. It tells you what it's about. Adds it to the cart, puts the shipping on it, and we'll get it right out to you because it'll be a blessing to help you in the relationship. Now, I'm looking at my watch, and I realize, Mama, that time has moved more quickly than we wanted it to.
Oh,
but I did want to tell one more story.
Tell it, Bishop.
You remember when we were doing our live straight from the heart broadcast on radio? Remember that was that one day this lady called up and she said,
I got
a problem not even God could solve.
I remember.
You remember that?
Oh, I remember.
Ooh, that thing got me fired up. And she was like, well, I want you to pray for me, but I got a problem not even God could solve. And I was like, ma'am, I don't mean any disrespect, but there is no problem that God cannot solve. But the God that we, I feel like preaching now, the God that we serve is able.
He's able.
That lady called us for the next 8 weeks, every week, with another aspect of her problem. And you remember on week eight, the station manager, owner, started knocking on the window of the studio, just jumping up and down, going crazy. You remember that, Mama?
Yeah, I remember.
And I couldn't read his lips, so finally he just busted in the door and said, he said, push a line number nine. So we pushed line number nine, and their engineers hooked us all up together. And on line number nine was this lady who said, I got a problem not even God can solve. It was her estranged husband. And he said, I've been listening for 8 weeks as you ministered and talked to my wife and prayed with her. And he said, I want my wife back.
Oh,
how did it happen? Man, it was pandemonium in that radio station because this lady who had said that she had a problem that not even God could solve, watched God over 8 weeks solve her problem.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You better recognize our God is able.
And I hear the Lord again.
Hear the Lord.
You need to confess out of your mouth right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to us right now. You need to confess. Use those words. I want my husband back. I want my wife back. I want my family
my
back.
My children.
I want my children back. And watch God do.
He'll do
what
it.
You think is impossible. Watch him do this right in front of your eyes.
Mm. Yes, Mother, I felt that. Really, I felt that. And we don't play. We know we don't play. We know we have 33 years of experience watching fragmented, fragile, on the brink of disaster relationships restored. I'm sure the apostles are going to tell us how much time we have left, but I got one more story.
We're full of stories. 33 years we've been doing this, and we've seen God do some miraculous things.
We had a lady that, as a part of our community outreach program, came and got saved. And the Lord just sweetly saved her, and she loved God, and she was so excited, she ran home to tell her husband that she had received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And before she got saved, she was happily married. Her husband They had a couple of children, little small children. They were they were building their life together. It was wonderful. She ran home and told her husband, "I have received Jesus. He's filled me. I love him." And he turned cold, angry, and mean. And he told her, "If you got Jesus, you just lost me."
That's exactly what he told her.
And he actually, this is the truth, no embellishment, we're not adding to the story, and we can prove it to you. He divorced his wife. And I never will forget, on the day that he wouldn't go to counseling, nothing. And on the day that they had the court date to finally resolve and dissolve their marriage, she met him at the door going into the courtroom. And she grabbed him by his shirt and pulled him close to her and said, "Please don't do this." And he took his massive hand and grabbed her two hands and snatched it off his shirt, flung her off to the side, went into the court and said to the judge, "Whatever you got to do to get me away from this woman, I want you to do it." And he got divorced. This young lady was just blown out the water. She was depressed.
She was distraught.
She couldn't understand how she had gotten saved. Such a wonderful experience. But getting saved, it looked like it had destroyed her marriage. So she came to me, and I told her, I said, "I'm going to God." And God said to me, "The judge may say that her marriage is over, but I'm saying her marriage is not over." So I got up in front of the church, Mama and I, and I announced to the whole church, "Sister is still married in the eyes of God." So I told all the young men, "Don't look at her. Don't take her out."
That's right.
Don't
call
her. And you remember, Mama, there was one guy that said, "Huh, is she divorced?" "Yeah." "Is that the papers?" "Yeah." "And she's available." And I told him, I said, "You better look, there's any of the other ladies in there, but this one is off limits." You remember that, Mama?
Oh, I remember it very well.
Sister got so depressed on one day, she took her two children to her mama's house and dropped them off, then drove her car to the edge of a cliff, put her foot on the gas to run her car off the cliff and kill herself. And as she put her foot on the gas, an audible voice from God called her and said something to the effect that, "Don't do this. Go and see your pastor." So she put the car in reverse and busted up in the office. No appointment, anything. Just busted in the office, crying, and said, "I tried to kill myself." And I said, "Don't kill yourself. God said he's going to put your marriage back together."
Oh,
and he
yes.
will.
Oh, yes.
I said, "Be faithful to God and watch God work." It was six or eight months later that he showed up in church, at
yes.
the back of the church.
That's
big
right.
imposing dude with dark shades, showed up at the back of the church. And he kept doing that for a few weeks, but every time we had altar call, his beeper would go off. We prayed, "God, don't let that beeper go off." And on that Sunday, the beeper didn't go off. Next thing we knew, he came down to the altar, fell on his knees, raised his hand. God saved him. And right after that, he came to the altar and said, "I want my marriage back. I want my wife
I want
back.
My family.
I want my family back." My God in heaven. I don't have the 30 seconds.
Is that all?
That's all I got, 30 seconds. Let me tell you, we went to counseling with them. They got married again and stayed married until she went to be with the Lord.
Oh, God is able. God is able.
I'm sorry, Apostle. I got myself all fired up. I'm probably in overtime now. The referee got the whistle in his mouth. Come on.
That's quite all right. That is quite all right, Bishop. Praise God. We have truly enjoyed you and Mama. We have truly enjoyed you and Lady Pamela on this evening. I just feel like family and God, and we're all sitting down or wherever everyone may be at this point in time and are listening to the seasoned experience and wisdom of God that is just flowing. It has flowed like a river from your hearts and into our hearts and lives. And I agree completely with you, Lady Pamela, Mama, that there is no that God cannot solve. And I just also agree with you and want to just confirm and affirm to everyone, fight for your family, fight for your marriage, and fight for your home. I want to encourage you to look Bishop Clifford and Lady, I want to say Mama Frazier. Look,
that's
Bishop
all right.
You call her Mama. Sorry.
Everybody calls me Mama all over the world.
And look them up. Look Mama and Bishop Frazier up on their ministry website at www.battleforthefamily.com. And we encourage you to get their products, get the ministry tools that they have prepared for you, My Lover for Life, and also the My Lover for Life Relationship Empowerment Program and the Kit and Puzzle. And Apostle Dr. Stanley and I are really looking forward to adding on your ministry program to our enrichment course and our enrichment seminars, because we know that it will be a tremendous blessing to the people in our community and everywhere we go. It's such a joy.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful. And you know, Apostle, we also do live Battle for the Family events. So if anyone wants to have us come to their ministry, we are available. We have 4-day, 3-day, and 2-day packages that will really be a blessing.
Yes, amen, wonderful. And so out of their 38 years of marriage, praise God, we applaud your marriage and commitment to love one another for a lifetime. For a lifetime, Mama. And 33 years of experience. We just want to just encourage everyone to connect with them. And we also want to encourage you to visit their Facebook page. They have a Battle for the Family Facebook page as well. And I'm sure they would love to hear from you. And also, we want to encourage you to leave your comments and let us know how tonight's broadcast has ministered to you and been a blessing to you. We'd love to hear back from you. And we also want to let you know that you can upload this broadcast. You can upload it to your social network sites on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and even email it to yourself directly from the blogtalkradio.com/Men Let's Talk Radio page. Just click the share button and select which network that you desire to share it on and upload it to. Also, visit our ministry website at www.empoweringlives.com, and that's spelled capital M. POWERINGLIVES, empoweringlives.com. We also have ministry to the family. Apostle Dr. Stanley and I are certified life empowerment coaches and transformational life coaches, and we want to just minister to you, and you can connect up with us through our ministry website as well. And we look forward to hearing from you. Last but not least, Bishop Clifford Frazier also iterated to you regarding our full service travel agency, and you can connect up with us on protravelnetwork.com/justforyou for all of your travel needs, for your family and loved ones, to get away and just relax and enjoy. You know, as people of God, we've got to do that even more. Quiet, sweet getaways, have some me time, travel to the islands of the Bahamas, travel to the Mediterranean, travel to South America, travel, let your hair down and relax and enjoy yourself. So we encourage you to look us up at protravelnetwork.com/justforyou and spread it and share it with everyone. We'll be glad, and you'll be glad that you did. And I want to especially give this moment to thank and appreciate my husband, Apostle Dr. Stanley Williams, and Mama and Bishop Frazier. Coming up in February, we will be married 28 years. 28 years.
Wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. And he is my love and my soulmate for life. And we do life together. We journey together. Everything you all with
wonderful.
Us.
Wonderful.
Yes. about everything you shared with us about, you know, through the tough times, whether rich or poor, at all times, it makes us stronger. It helps us to cling together even harder. And we get to just really grow together. And I love what you said, Bishop, about being able to have that mate that you can look into their eyes and you can say, I enjoy doing life with you. You know, having that one mate who will satisfy you for a lifetime, and you're not in and out of relationships, but you have history together. I always tell the people when Apostle is preaching and when he gets his rev on, I love Miss Ruth's son. That's my baby. That's my husband. I love me for Miss Ruth's son.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
yes. So to all of you, we want to just pray God's blessings, God's favor, God's divine protection, prosperity, and longevity to you in your marriage, your relationship, your family, your business affairs, the work of your hands. May our Lord and King bless you and bring you into new seasons of joy and increase and divine favor as never before. At this time, we honor Mr. Kevin Vaughn, our moderator, and Minister Kevin, we'd like for you to take us out with this beautiful song by Miss Coco Macmillan, I've Been Delivered. God bless you.
No more pain is my money.
and all around the world, we thank you on behalf of Apostle Bettina Williams from Empowering Lives International Internet Radio. We love you. And until next time.